from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. Crimes his own lawyers say earned him the nickname Gold Bar Bob. Outside the courthouse, a defiant Menendez aligned himself with President Trump, saying Trump was right to attack the judicial system.
Welcome to the Southern District of New York, the Wild West of political prosecutions. President Trump is right. This process is political, and it's corrupted to the core.
Given a chance to speak in court before his sentencing, the 71-year-old Menendez broke down several times as he described his accomplishments. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s first confirmation hearing is over. It happened today. Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services faced tough questioning about his views on vaccines and abortion. Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden went back and forth with Kennedy over his stance on the measles vaccine. Kennedy has received criticism from Democrats and others for his views on vaccines. He will be back on Capitol Hill tomorrow for another hearing. And the Anne Frank in Translation traveling exhibit presented by the Institute of Holocaust and Genocide Studies at Raritan Valley Community College in Branchburg is on display until May 15th. Program specialist Michelle Edgar says memorabilia on display are the books.
The Diary of Anne Frank in multiple languages. The exhibition is really informational, and so what you're looking at is various screens with information about the history and the people involved.
The exhibition is open to the public and free to attend, but registration is required. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will the wind stay intense? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We still could have a stray rain or snow shower early on tonight, otherwise turning out clear, blustery, and colder. Lows will be in the low to mid-20s. Wind chills down into the teens. Plenty of sunshine and a chilly breeze tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night with a little rain arriving toward daybreak. There could be some pockets of freezing rain for a time in the northwest hills. Lows 30 to 35, but mainly rain and drizzle into Friday as it will turn out milder. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 41 in Piscataway, 43 in Point Pleasant, 43 in Camden. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.